Chart Chat Freestyle for Thursday, August 25th, 2016. Hey, doggies! This is Chuck, and it is Thursday, and I apologize for not getting you a podcast over the last couple of days. There is a great reason, which I will get to in just a minute. It is a beautiful day in Phoenix. I slept with the windows open. More technically, the patio door next to the room. Because it is... fall is coming. Which means winter is coming. Which means the White Walkers are coming. Which is fine with me. Now, it's gorgeous. I love this time of year. It's cooling down, which means swimming is going to come to an end because the pool will cool down very rapidly, unfortunately. Donna comes home tomorrow, which is very nice. And I just sent her a text message that happy anniversary, just to confuse her. Because as near as I can figure out, I went back to the calendar in 1986, and on August 25th, I believe this was the first day of school. First day of college, which means it was the first day we had two or three classes together, a compiler's class, numerical analysis, and I can't remember what the other one was called. It was Bill Ralph's class, the guy looked like Steve Martin, which made it really hard to focus on class at the time. He didn't sound like Steve Martin, but he looked like Steve Martin. And this was the day, if I was talking to my kids, I'd say this is the day I met your mother. So it was 30 years ago today that I first saw her. And this was not an unusual thing for me to do when I got to each semester in college. I would start scoping out who the cute girls were. Because they obviously had similar interests, they had similar classes. And I leveraged that to my advantage in, I think it was October. My buddy Scott and I were working at a computer store and we needed to get some training. So we had to drive to Atlanta and I knew I would be gone for a few days. So I asked Donna, could I get your phone number so that I can catch up on homework since we have three classes together. I think I had four or five classes at the time, which was crazy schedule. But this was like the easiest semester I had because it had no math in it. Oh wait, I had numerical analysis, which wasn't hard. That was like the easiest math class I had, because when you get a computer science major, you got to take like six math classes, and the calculus didn't do it for me. The other classes, really not much, but for some reason numerical analysis was a little easier. Didn't do combinatorics, didn't do, abstract algebra, there's a winner that I use every day. Not! Yeah, this is the anniversary. It also happens to be the third anniversary of our 25th anniversary party. Because our wedding anniversary is October 8th, but because nobody could travel. You guys probably heard this if you listen to the Dog Days of Podcasting back in 2013. So, happy anniversary. Oh, the laptop is still on PowerPoint where I had my last slide from yesterday. there was no freestyle because I was on a business trip. I got up at 2:30 on Tuesday, fed the cats, cleaned the litter box, got them fresh water, and booked out the door to the airport. I was in the Santa Clara office by 8 a.m., and that was even with a 15-20 minute flight delay for whatever reason. Not too bad. I won't go into all the details. There are a lot of stories that I could tell. In general, the business trip went well, very successful. The reason I did not do a podcast is because my charging cable died. And I didn't have a spare. I usually travel with a spare. And I bought these cheap knockoffs from Aukey, A-U-K-E-Y. They're real nice. You can get them for about $5 or $6 each instead of 30. Cat fight. I don't know if you heard that. But they and they've been working fine. I've got one in the car. I've got one on the counter. I've got one in the office. I've got one. So I can spread them around and Donna and I are never without a charging cable. But for whatever reason, in about a year or 6 months or whatever it is, they just up and die. You plug it in and it says, this cable is not compatible with this device. And the little lightning bolt shows up, says, I'm charging. but the percentage out of your battery never goes up. Let's open up the other door, get some airflow going through here. My blinds are jammed. There we go. And the cats hear that noise and come running. Maybe we can get outside. You can't get outside. And if you claw at the screen, I'll squirt you with water. Okay, so my charging cable, I had to sip this thing like fine wine for all of Tuesday. Got on the plane, got off the plane in Denver Tuesday night. Oh, I forgot to put the keys away. I just went and got mail. Yeah, my mind is a squirrel at this point. Got off the plane and had 46%. Hailed an Uber. Todd! No screen. Okay, where was I? Got out, and the battery was lower and lower, so I'm never going to make it through all day Wednesday. And my boarding pass for going home is on the phone. And usually I have a printout also for just such an instance, but the hotel I had didn't have a business center, so I didn't have the opportunity to print one because it was a extended stay suites where I only stayed one night. Anyway, I'm trying to keep this short. Got to breakfast. And I was ready to hail an Uber on Wednesday morning, got to breakfast, and met the son of a coworker, oddly enough. I was sitting at the counter at the breakfast restaurant, which I walked about a million miles to get to, because everything in Denver is really spread out, despite what it looks like on Google Maps. And it started to rain, lightly. And I'm hauling my backpack, and a second backpack with some clothes in it, so it wasn't too heavy. Sat down at the counter, was eating breakfast, and I'm wearing my ServiceNow shirt because I got a presentation in Denver in the afternoon on Wednesday. And he says, "Hey, what do you do for ServiceNow?" And I'm stunned because it's not exactly a household word like Microsoft or Google or Apple. So I said, "I'm in software sales." I said, how do you know ServiceNow?" He said, "My dad works for him." "Well, what's his name?" And this kid says, Tom Sidebottom. And I know Tom. He used to be with a partner of ours. I met him probably the first week I was at the company back in 2010. And we had lots of fun conversations around our Discovery product. I said, "Sure, I know him." And I said, "What's your name?" And he said, "Daniel." And when I was done with breakfast, I sent Tom an email. I said, "Met your son Daniel? Seems like a nice boy." So he said, "I'll tell him." He said, "Hi." I said, "Yep, just tell him Chuck with the bow tie said hello. He'll know." So that was a nice small world moment that we had. In Santa Clara, after the presentation, I did get an offer to join somebody else's team, which is always a good idea, a good sign that the project or the presentation was a success. He goes, "Hey, you might be good at this on our team." But I don't want to switch. We both agreed it wasn't the right time. I'm still too new to this team, and I want to get some accomplishments under my belt. And, he said, "I don't want to rob Peter to pay Paul." And I said, "That's probably a good idea. But let's keep it in mind as an option in the future. I'm not opposed to looking at other opportunities, if it makes sense for all parties involved." So, that's... all right. Lots of many other stories. I'm going to keep this short. I'll probably get you another one tonight, maybe with some other stories, just to sort of make up for the gap. So thank you. Enjoy your day. I'm going to enjoy mine. I'm going to get caught up. I have lots of meetings. I have a live presentation to do on the web for work. And you take care of yourself. What do I forget? Oh, dogdaysofpodcasting.com for all the other podcasts. And chuckchat.com for me. Bye.